Most people probably know the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation for its 9/11 related charities.
Frank Siller, the chairman of the foundation, the next morning immediately pivoted all our efforts to hurricane relief.
Volunteer and FDNY Battalion Chief John LaBarbera.
We probably reached out to over 15,000 people, whether it's deliveries, ripping out their homes.
They've set up a relief center in a vacant shopping plaza on Highland Boulevard near Midland Avenue.
We have clothing, walking this way, all kinds of toiletries, bags.
I mean, you have a whole warehouse operation
going
on.
That's right. We have boots here, we have more water. Back down here, there's generators.
Pallets. I mean, you have enough for an army here.
That's right. And to our left here, we have a couch. People are starting to donate furniture. This is the skid here of heaters.
They're transitioning from triage to rebuilding.
If anybody hears this interview and you have access to sheetrock, please give the Tunnel to Towers Foundation a call.
Lorenzo Amino came in for some mops and rags and walked out with bales of insulation.
And just to think that organizations like this exist that actually would bring sheetrock, this is just very reassuring.
Relief Center Manager Joe Cardinale.
I need volunteers, always need cleaning supplies, never turn down food.
On September 11th, firefighter Stephen Siller didn't quit. With all of his gear, he ran through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel to the burning towers. His sacrifice motivates volunteers like Battalion Chief LaBarbera.
This is going to be a long-term operation.
On Staten Island, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News. Post Sandy, the Stephen Siller Tunnel to Towers Foundation shifted focus from its 9/11 charities to hurricane relief.
The Siller Foundation is going to be in it for the long haul.
Volunteer and FDNY Battalion Chief John LaBarbera took me through their help center in a vacant shopping plaza on Highland Boulevard near Midland Avenue.
This is a mountain of diapers it's over 6 feet tall.
That's right. Things come in every day from all over this great country. There's food, there's our cleaning supplies, there's brand new boots. We deliver orders. A lot of people, they lost their cars.
He estimates they've raised more than $3 million and helped 15,000 people. In addition to clothing, cleaning supplies, and food.
We're looking to get some sheetrock in here. We're trying to get the paint.
Not just mops and rags and cleaning supplies. They want to help people rebuild.
That's fantastic. That's very encouraging because I've never heard of something like this.
Lorenzo Amino came in for supplies to fight mold. He walked out with free insulation. Relief Center Manager Joe Cardinale has muscle to offer, too.
To try and, gut it down back to the wood, we have crews so we can use volunteers that are willing to do that.
If you're a painter, you're an electrician, you're a plumber, you're a carpenter, and you want to give a day of your time, call our foundation.
Battalion Chief LaBarbera gets his inspiration from firefighter Stephen Siller, his sacrifice, running through the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel to the Twin Towers. Siller didn't give up, and neither will the foundation.
This is going to be a long-term operation.
On Staten Island, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.